Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Post Malone is one of the biggest stars in the world right now. But what's crazy is that listeners who are just discovering him at the moment might not actually know that he started out in hip-hop. After all, he hasn't collaborated with a rapper on any of his albums since 2022, and rarely does he ever step back into that world to provide features or put on for new artists. Instead, he now makes country music. Because he came storming out the gate with grills, braids, and melodic flows, a lot of people have felt some type of way about Post's not-so-subtle transition into another genre, while for others, it's just proof of what they've been saying all along. Austin Post, better known as Post Malone, is a multi-platinum selling artist with nearly a decade of success under his belt. Inspired by playing Guitar Hero as a kid, Post has gone from those early days to competing and collaborating with modern country stars like Morgan Wallen, Jelly Roll, and Luke Combs. With his latest album F1 Trillion, Post doubled down on earlier experimentations with the genre and went the whole way to the point that it couldn't be called anything other than a country project. For many fans, it felt like the culmination of a journey they had been on with him for years. And this shift in sound definitely paid off, as Post would earn his highest sales since 2019 and proved his versatility continues to resonate across genres. But the Post he is today and the man he was back then are pretty unrecognizable. Because while he still straps on a guitar and sings these days, he used to rock braids and stunt like a rapper.
It's triple platinum now. So I need a bigger, more ignorant plaque.
Tony Platinum plaque, congratulations, 3x platinum. Everything is great. I'm a plaque collector now, and I can't wait to get some more.
Over time, he's gradually removed some of those parts of his public image that were uniquely hip-hop. And as for the music, he basically abandoned it completely. So the question is, did he use hip-hop to get ahead and then abandon it? Or is he just an artist who got his start rapping and is now pursuing other things? When Post first came on the scene with tracks like White Iverson and Go Flex, he created a major stir. Rocking tight braids, grills, and using lingo like saucin', his early tracks were seen as clearly in the vein of SoundCloud rap, taking influence from the likes of Future and Young Thug. So much so, that you would be forgiven for thinking he was black if you hadn't laid eyes on him.
He's white? This is a question I get a lot. Everybody says, hey, I didn't know you were white whenever they see me. And then they also say, I didn't know you were so tall. I guess I look short on the internet. Short and fat. I look bulby. I think the song is great no matter what color I am. And color doesn't even matter. This is a world filled with humans and we're all humans.
Not only was Post Malone a white artist entering a predominantly black space, but he also adopted style choices closely tied to ATL and black culture. This immediately led people to believe that he was merely profiting off the culture, while his true interests may have been elsewhere. For example, one user wrote, "A collection of us view him as someone who is just using the rap genre to make money. He truly has no passion for rap at all." But as the allegations that Post wasn't really committed to hip-hop began to emerge before he even dropped the project, he really tried to make it clear that this was truly who he was, complete with a little bit of a different accent for good measure.
People want to say that I'm trying to be something that I'm not, but this is just the way that I look.
Exactly.
This is the way that I like, so it's about being self-confident in yourself, and you know. The internet's a crazy place. People can say whatever they want, and you know, people want to take you back and take you down, but you just got to keep on going, because this is just who you are.
Now, you're not grilled up today. A little disappointed.
No, I'm sorry. I left. Day on my pocket.
Let's make something clear. A white guy wearing grills and harboring certain personality traits that you would associate with black culture doesn't immediately make someone a fraud. In Post's native Texas, you have someone like Paul Wall, who is about as embedded into hip-hop as you can get, and never ever gets called a culture vulture. But with Post, there were inconsistencies in his come-up, as well as his views on rap, that caused a lot of problems. For starters, that look he had back then wasn't always the way he presented himself. Back before he braided his hair, Austin Richard Post was covering tracks from the likes of Bob Dylan.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
In their traditional folk format with an acoustic guitar. And even then, people wondered why he wasn't just leading with that rather than the alter ego he created for himself. Austin Post is Miley and Post Malone is Hannah Montana. Post Malone could have been a completely different singer. I'd do anything for an acoustic album from Posty. Then, there was a controversy where he said the N-word in the past, further showcasing the respect he had for the culture. Just as he was beginning to take off, a video resurfaced which showed him pretty clearly using the racial slur like it was an everyday thing.
Yeah, we watch Too Cute, nigga. Yeah, we watch Too Cute, nigga.
With this footage and the blurred lines of the White Iverson music video, some rappers and cultural commentators were enraged, including Star Lito and Don Tripp.
Felt like it was culture vulture-ish, and it was posturing, and it was like very close to blackface. You know, that the imagery that was being portrayed, I was like, yeah, if it's truly like in homage or tribute, it just felt like something about it just kind of struck me as like a little bit like mocking.
Then there were people like Charlamagne Tha God, who made his disdain for Post Malone very clear during an appearance at the Breakfast Club.
And this is his debut album, by the way. So, you know, you've heard the mixtapes and everything. Mm-hmm.
Did you listen to it?
Absolutely not. Mm-hmm. I might, though. Somebody did recommend it. I'm lying.
Yeah.
You tweeted once that, I don't know. I don't follow you on Twitter.
Facing criticism from some corners of the culture, Post Malone made things even worse when he insisted that he wasn't truly part of hip-hop, but had only dipped his toes into the genre.
I'm not a rapper. Right. I'm an artist, but I can't rap.
You know, I just want to make music that I like to make. You know what I mean? You know? Yeah, on a new project, there's going to be country, there's going to be rock, folk, hip-hop, everything that you can imagine. No, I'm not a rapper. I'm an artist, you know, I don't make rap music, you know, I might rap, but I don't make rap music, you can't really categorize it or put me in a box or anything, you know, and I just want to be myself and, you know, keep working.
While Post Malone occasionally made statements distancing himself from hip-hop, he often sent mixed messages by continuing to engage with the genre in the public eye. Like when he found himself exiled from the XXL freshman list after the publication got wind that he was trying to move away from hip-hop. According to the editor-in-chief, Vanessa Stratton, her team was informed that he was escaping hip-hop just as soon as he entered it.
We were told by his camp that he wasn't paying attention to hip-hop so much. He was going in more of a rock, pop, country direction. Okay. Once we heard that he was going in a whole different music direction and wasn't really acknowledging hip-hop, yeah. And really once they were telling us, you know, well, going in that country direction, we were like, well, that's the message that you don't really want to be in the hip-hop world, right. So we're just going to let it go.
But almost immediately, Post clapped back, claiming that nothing could be further from the truth. In a tweet, he wrote, "I have a hip-hop album coming in August. I made a hip-hop album promoting my hip-hop mixtape. If you don't like me, politely fuck off. I love my fans who rock with me for the art." Although Vanessa maintained that her version of events was the correct one, and that Post was just trying to backpedal, it wasn't gonna matter soon. Because if there were still hip-hop fans debating whether Post belonged in the culture, he was about to put his foot in his mouth. In a now infamous interview, Post said the following.
If you're looking for lyrics, if you're looking to cry, if you're looking to think about life, you know, don't listen to hip-hop.
Reducing hip-hop down to just mindless party music, this was seen as a massive stain on Post's worthiness to be in the culture, and gave people like Charlamagne Tha God even more reasons to pile on him.
Then he don't respect the culture. Like, if he had more respect for the culture and actually appreciated hip-hop and talked like he appreciated hip-hop, I would probably respect him more. But when he said, like, when you want to feel something, don't listen to hip-hop, out of here. We don't listen to your hip-hop.
Even for his fellow white people in the culture, he was beginning to make them look bad, and this meant that in their mind, he had to go.
Post Malone, I'm done giving you passes, bro. You got a pass for braids, which is not common. You got a pass for the N-word.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thing that happened on Snapchat. Either leave hip-hop and go make other music in another genre, or start showing respect for hip-hop. Hip-hop has been the soundtrack of every important day of my life, and many people like me.
Suddenly getting slaughtered by even those who tolerated him, Post felt the need to come out and defend himself once more to try and clarify what he meant.
You know, a lot of people saying that I don't appreciate hip-hop or I'm taking advantage of hip-hop. My last hip-hop album
was hip-hop. My next hip-hop album is fucking hip-hop. I love hip-hop. I make hip-hop. I want to take this genre, you know, and stretch it so far that people who may not listen to it, listen to it. And, you know, want to listen to the new artists whenever it's going on and just take everything for what it is. But, you know, what I was trying to say is that a lot of people, except for a handful of artists, are saying the same shit. They're not saying anything super meaningful. And I'm 22 years old. I have not had all the life experience in the world to talk about the most meaningful shit. I just sing about what I have gone through, what's going on in my life, and what I want to sing about. Never once did I say that I don't appreciate hip hop.
But even after he tried to clear his name, Post couldn't let it go and kept going out of his way to claim that he wasn't taking advantage of the genre.
There's a lot of people that wanted to talk down on me and laugh at me and call me a culture vulture and say that I don't appreciate hip hop and I don't do nothing for the culture. And they always say, congratulations.
It got to a point where his own fans wondered if him refusing to accept the criticism was doing more harm than if he just left it alone. Post, please stop. You make yourself look stupid with every statement regarding this topic. You say that you don't care about labels and just want to make music. Okay, then do that. Stop discussing it. With so much distaste for him in the culture, it became apparent that he would never be completely accepted as part of hip-hop. However, that didn't stop him from managing to make a whole lot of hits within his boundaries while gradually nudging towards other genres. In fact, this shift has been happening since his second album, with many pointing out that even its title moved away from the ATL rap tropes he initially leaned on. This change in direction made it clear that Post was distancing himself from the hip-hop image that helped him rise to fame.
I love the title of this, Beer Bongs and Bentleys. It's gotta be, dude, you're going into country if you're coming up with software titles like that.
Yeah, man, you know, I wanted something that really, you know, I guess encapsulated, you know, everything that I'm about. You know, I'm still a good old boy at heart, but, you know, I finally got some money, so we, you know, like to go crazy sometimes. So.
Right. Right, so you've made it, you're a success now in hip-hop, so you figure you got a little money, you can take a chance and maybe do some country.
It's around this time that he started getting pretty flustered when asked about his intentions.
I don't even want to call it a transition, man, because I love music, but I just want to make it, you know, stuff that my fans can relate to at the same time, you know, really stretching the boundaries of what hip-hop is and what hip-hop is supposed to be. And
today, 2018's Beer Bongs and Bentleys remains Post's best-selling album of all time, scoring his biggest hit with a track that was unmistakably hip-hop. Co-written by Joey Badass, Post and 21 Savage's Rockstar was one of the most streamed songs of the year and was catchy enough to get some people on his side. Even Joe Budden, who was initially a harsh critic of his, came to his defense.
You know, we both hated him when he first came out, right? We said that.
And we thought he smelled disgusting.
He looked like he smelled like shit. Post Malone don't look like he smelled like shit if you don't meet him. The song is great. Right? Uh-huh. And I was just thinking so long because we wrote him off with the White Iris and shit, but clearly we were wrong about that. Yeah, he might be one of the newer acts that shows some signs of having some stain.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Power. Mm-hmm. And what I mean is he continues to produce like big sounding records. Even if they don't end up being big records, they sound like big records. He has shown the ability to continue to produce that White Iverson potential record. I fuck with Post.
Complete with features from Ty Dolla $ign, YG, Nicki Minaj, and Swae Lee, Beer Bongs and Bentleys established him as a superstar. A project which sold over 700,000 in its first week of dropping, the album's success meant that he had four tracks on Billboard's year-end Hot 100, including Psycho, Better Now, and I Fall Apart. Suddenly, he was at festival headliner status, and it was his position in the realm of hip-hop that got him on those grand stages. By the time Hollywood's Bleeding dropped in 2019, it became crystal clear that Post was pushing for that hybrid sound more than ever before. However, it seemed like he was still attempting to strike a balance between genres. So, when he had Ozzy Osbourne feature on his project, the song also featured Travis Scott to prove he still had hip-hop in his veins. Yet, critics still had their reservations about what his goal really was and whether rap should still be welcoming him.
But to come into hip-hop, build it up, and then bounce, you know, is kind of like, I just don't understand. Where were the quote-unquote gatekeepers? Like, why are hip-hop sites even covering this guy? He hasn't been hip-hop, but they cover him like a hip-hop artist. It's one thing to be Miley Cyrus and to have features, but they cover him like he's hip-hop, like he's a hip-hop artist. I was like, nah, man. Like, we have Future. That's good enough, and Future's way better than this.
This was just the beginning. Because after he dropped 12 Karat Toothache in 2022, Post has made every attempt to transition out of the genre for good. And it's worth mentioning that he does so as the artist with the most diamond certified singles in history. Where that album had plenty of guitar parts, it also featured the likes of Roddy Ricch, Doja Cat, Gunna, and others. But since then, his latest projects have been complete departures from the genre. First, he dabbled in synth pop, before finally landing where he seemingly always wanted to be, in country music. In hindsight, this move not only distanced him from hip-hop, but also validated much of the criticism he had faced along the way.
And if you're white in hip-hop, you have to contribute to black culture in some sort of fashion. Otherwise, you are simply repeating history by coming in to black culture, using that as a medium to steal and profit for self. I think it's also about the music. You can't come into this from the vessel of hip-hop and use the clothes and the language and the music and then go off and start doing something.
It's white. Weird.
Are you talking about Post Malone?
No, I mean, that's a fair example because I do think that that's, you know, you come in with braids and golds to the point people are thinking you're mixed. And now, you know, you drink Bud Light and wear cowboy boots. But yeah, I just think certain things like that, you know, those are fair critiques as far as like, yo, it feels like you came in and used hip hop because it's the coolest genre and the coolest look and aesthetic. You used it to propel yourself to the forefront and then you reverted back to who you really were.
From there, people who beefed with him at the beginning, like Starlito, felt vindicated.
And it's weird that you say that his music changed. I feel like everything that I spoke on kind of came to fruition. Like after that song, and I mean, a couple other songs, yeah, some smash hits with rappers and all of that. Kind of tiptoed his way out of the hip-hop culture.
Even when Austin dropped, fans who genuinely supported Post but were deeply rooted in hip-hop culture began to question if the criticisms held some truth.
So I hope I don't lose my Post fan card for asking this question. Is this a case of somebody using hip-hop to get to a point and now pivoting off? I'm just asking because this seems like this isn't a hip... Every project he's put out had at least hip-hop features. Uh-huh. It was considered a rap album. Uh-huh. And now it's like I've gotten to a soup megastar point, I don't need hip-hop no more.
Even an ardent defender of him like Joe Budden has to concede that while he's
moving... Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn. The podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Moved on, there was a clear benefit to him using hip-hop to begin with.
Rap is an entry point. Mm-hmm. That's all. It's all it is. Mm-hmm. So they don't trick me with what's in the bio. It has to stay there.
Gotcha.
Because you'll lose us.
Yeah.
But what you go on to become... Totally, totally, totally different.
Now established to the point that he feels comfortable to shed the skin of the gold fronts and braids once and for all, Post has now transitioned into the country genre with such force that it feels like he'll likely never leave it. As Post moves away from hip-hop, he has revealed that the backlash he faced early in his career haunted him, eventually leading him to turn to alcohol as a way to cope with the controversy. In recent interviews, he opened up about the lasting effects of everything that was said about him. As for him, he was just trying to make music.
He was called a culture vulture, a one-hit wonder.
How did that feel to you?
It sucked.
Yeah.
I was a kid.
1920. How did you deal with it?
Drink a lot. Yeah.
Did you take it personally? Because I
absolutely.
It's hard not to.
Still, even after escaping out into the world of Nashville Nights and cowboy hats, Post is still fielding questions about his connection to hip-hop and insists that it's still as firm as ever. Talking to the New York Times Now, Post said, "Genres suck. It's easier to catalog music that way, but at a certain point, and the cool thing is that it's moving towards this, why can't you mix all this together and make something that's truly unique to you? I still got my chains. I love my Maybach. That's still me. Everything was always me. I just don't want to spend all my money in the strip club because I want to be in the woods. 4 years ago, I was on a rough path. It was terrible. Getting up, having a good cry, drinking, and then going about living your life. And then whenever you go to lay down, drinking some more and having a good cry." Hearing that, this is no doubt going to make some people feel bad for how Post was treated in hip-hop. Because at the end of the day, one of the things that's always been on Malone's side in his career is that even if you don't like his music, you can't deny that he seems like a very nice guy who's always got time for his fans.
These are so sad.
For you.
I saw them on stage. I was saying, I didn't want to like fuck them up. Like on stage, so I wanted to make sure I could come and grab them.
Okay.
You're a legend. These are for me.
Yeah.
You are fucking so sick. Thank you so very much. That's so sick.
You take mine, I take yours.
Oh, is that the tray?
Yeah.
I didn't know it was a tray.
Yeah.
Ooh. I have you know, these hoes stink, probably. Austin, nice to meet you.
Thank you so much.
I'm always good to see you.
Besides, he's still giving props to some of those who've influenced him. Most importantly of all, King Slime.
Young Thug, for me, is my favorite lyricist and melody maker, like, of all fucking time. Like, I remember when he, like, the first song I heard was the... It was him and Pee Wee Longway. It's a song called Loaded. And I was like, what the fuck? These melodies, like, insane. Like, he goes to such crazy fucking places that... Free Young Thug, by the way. He goes to such crazy fucking places where you... The natural mind, like, my melody mind doesn't go. He, like, I would go down one place and he would go, like, two octaves up. And I was like, what the fuck? Dude, this is mine. And so fun to listen to.
But while this makes some people lay off, not everyone is so sympathetic and feels like he needs to still own how he used hip-hop.
My problem with Post Malone is that, like, it looks like he used hip-hop right until the moment where he didn't need it anymore, and then he said, all right, fuck this shit. And then now he puts out a project, and I don't think you really, like, are going to see a rapper on his next project, you know? Like, I don't think... Like, he gets the Taylor... Like, he's one of the only artists featured on the Taylor Swift album. Like, he's literally, like, gotten bigger than hip-hop, and I wish that he would...
Wasn't Ice Spice on there, too?
Bro, he should have a fucking Four-Bat song on the next album, or he should have a Drake feature, or, like, just...
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Like, he should keep his foot in the door to make it clear, yo, I wasn't just culture vulturing you before. I really fuck with this shit. Because it doesn't, it only helps you to have some fucking rap appearances on your project to give it, like, an additional boost of appeal, you know?
Do like, some alternative type song with that Mexican OT. He did, like, Texas.
Do something cool, like, as fuck. Yeah. Exactly.
That would be raw.
What doesn't help is that he is entering country music far more respectfully than he chose to barge his way into hip-hop. Because according to people like country guitarist Derek Wells, he has basically done everything he can to come in the right way. In this moment that the genre is having, a lot of us are used to so-and-so is making a country project now. And we've seen the good, the bad, and the ugly when it comes to those. I've watched him very much ask for permission to be in this genre. He's doing everything right. In the same New York Times article, his producer Charlie Handsome seems to think it was always going to go this way from the start. I used to say to people, he's a reverse Taylor Swift. He's going to start as a rapper, become a huge pop star, and after that, he's going to be a huge country artist. Even Lil B saw this coming in October of 2017 when he wrote, "Post Malone is slowly turning into a white dude, lol. He's pushing. Give it a few years. He gonna be full country." Now firmly locked into his new lane, Post Malone is likely going to continue to be a superstar, and and make platinum selling records for years. But by the looks of it, the controversy over how he got there and the way he's disposed of the culture since isn't going to go anywhere either. So while he'll keep earning hundreds of accolades and praise, it seems like one that might elude him is hip-hop's unreserved respect. Unless he finds a way to prove to the world that people like Future and all his hip-hop influences that he made a career off truly matter as much to him as Bob Dylan ever did.